Hello, I am Mahendra Gupte. Let's look at Chapter 5, Need for Physical Distribution. The growing importance. The Indian e-commerce market was valued at $70 billion in 2023 and is expected to exceed $100 billion by 2029, significantly impacting physical distribution. Receiving online orders is just the start. Effective physical distribution is key. Main goal, achieve customer satisfaction and reduce operational cost through efficient product movement from warehouse to customer. Receiving online orders is just the start. Effective physical distribution is key. This can be very well understood by the fact that you can place as many orders as you want, but unless you start getting delivery, I'm sure you will all want to delete or cancel your orders placed. Distribution. The entire process of getting a product from manufacturer to the final consumer includes sales strategies, channel selection, and post-purchase customer support, offers on-market strategies and consumer needs. Specifically about the moving and handling of goods, focuses only on logistics tasks, transportation, warehousing, inventory management, and packaging. Aims for operational efficiency in getting products to the right place in the right quantities and good condition. These are the defining terms for physical distribution. Types of physical distribution. Chosen based on product nature, target market, and business strategy. Direct distribution. Manufacturer delivers straight to consumer. Common for large operations of e-commerce. Indirect distribution. Products move through intermediaries, wholesalers, retailers, common in FMCG and retail. Intensive distribution. Aims to place products in as many outlets as possible. Mass-produced goods. Exclusive distribution. Limited number of outlets, luxury, high-end goods. So let's understand the different types of physical distribution. Of course, everything is based on the product nature, the target market, and the business strategy that you have decided. Direct distribution, manufacturer delivers straight to consumer, common for large operations of e-commerce. This is also common for buying any white goods, that is, any of the electronic items, whether it's a TV, a washing machine, or a refrigerator. You go into any showroom, the electronic showroom, whether it is Jio Mart or whether it is Croma, you select the item and the delivery directly happens to your residence or your place of requirement. Indirect distribution, products move through intermediaries. This is an best example is all supermarkets or even the baniya shop in the neighborhood. Intensive distribution. Aims to place products in as many outlets as possible. Again, example is supermarkets and baniya shops. Exclusive distribution, limited number of outlets, luxury high-end goods, all car distributors, all car showrooms, or any or all these high-end luxury goods showrooms. That means they may have a showroom at a selected mall only, or maybe just two or three in a city like even Mumbai. Types of physical distribution. Selective distribution. Middle ground through selected retailers, that means electronics requiring specific buying experience. Third party logistics distribution. Outsourcing distribution needs warehousing, transportation. Multi-channel distribution using various channels, physical stores, online, direct sales for flexibility. Reverse distribution, reverse logistics, managing return of goods, crucial for e-commerce, repairs, recalls. So what is selective distribution? Is the middle ground through which selected suppliers are, selected retailers are selected, specific retailers are selected, especially those with certain technical background of their sales staff. Third party logistics is again the supermarket and the regular FMCG products through the baniya shops or the kirana shops. Multi-channel distribution using various channels, physical stores, online, direct sales. A lot of these websites today who started a business in their old traditional way of having a physical stores have gone online, and now they have got websites where you can order online and get delivered directly. You also have the option of going and collecting the goods at the physical stores. Reverse distribution, reverse logistics. Managing returns of goods, crucial for e-commerce, repairs, recalls, etc. What are the key functions? Transportation, moving goods, road, intermodal, air freight, ocean freight. Warehousing, storing goods until ordered, private, public, bonded. Warehouse management systems, aids management. Inventory management, ensuring right amount of goods. Technology reduces errors and optimizes stock. So what are the key functions? Transportation, that is the physical movement using whatever mode of transport that is available. Warehousing, we all currently produce for stock, we do not produce for sale. As a result, you need to have a warehouse which holds the goods till the time the customer demands it. Inventory management, the fact that we are in a push type of system, that means that we produce for stock. There has to be inventory that is held and that needs to be taken care of. Although we have technology aid today, but there is a cost that we incur. Order processing, efficient handling of customer orders, packing, labeling, shipping. Material handling, moving goods within a warehouse or during transportation. Warehouse management system, software for real-time data on inventory and fulfillment. So order processing is the start, and how quickly or how efficiently an order is handled at the warehouse is the key to success of that business. Material handling is where goods are moved within a warehouse or warehouses or during transportation. Warehouse management systems are used to ensure that the entire operation is completely online and there is real-time data available on inventory and order fulfillment. Warehousing, inventory received, inspect and stored. So every warehouse that you have, there is inventory that is received from the manufacturer, from the supplier, which is inspected and stored. Inventory management, we understood earlier. Order processing begins when a customer places an order and an acknowledgement is sent. Delivery, crucial final step. Timely delivery impacts reputation and customer satisfaction. This is in brief the process. Returns, reverse logistics, managing product returns, often complex and costly. What you see in the picture is the process of distribution, warehousing, where you have inventory management, then an order that is received from a consumer is processed, delivery is planned, and returns, if any, are handled. Distribution channels. What are the factors that determine which kind of distribution channels would you use? Product related factors. Nature of the product. Simple or complex. What is the cost? Product life cycle stage. Market related factors. Target market. Mass or niche. Market coverage. Desired and geographic coverage. And the competition. So product related factors, of course, nature of the product and your business strategy and the product life cycle. Market related factors, target markets. Which is the market? Are you making the product? Is it an FMCG or is it something niche? Market coverage, desired and geographic coverage. Do you want to cover the entire geography of the city or of the country or of the state? And who is your competition? Company related factors, firm's goals and brand strategy. Do you want your brand to be known everywhere? Is it a FMCG home, a household brand? Financial resources and marketing capabilities. What is the kind of finance that you have for marketing and distribution? Desired degree of control and logistics infrastructure. Do you have a fleet of vehicles which you control all by yourself? Or do you hire a third-party logistics provider to do the same? intermediary related factors, availability and capabilities of intermediaries, bargaining power and intermediary affiliates. What this means is there a third party logistics available? Is there, or you would have to use a courier service, or you would have to use the postal service? Cost and efficiency, overall costs of different channels and the supply chain efficiency. You have to select a channel which is cost, not only cost effective, but also supply chain efficient. Other key factors, product support needs, seasonality, flexibility required. So let's say you are in the business of distribution of mangoes. So you would be active, or you would be in business for a period of, let's say, 3 months, maximum 4 months. And after that, what happens? Your entire distribution network has to hold on till the next season comes up. Potential for innovation, user affinities, regulatory requirements, user service expectations, order size, time to market. Is your product very complicated where it requires a demonstration, an explanation, maybe a second demonstration once again to clear off doubts of the users, etc. So these are different factors that would also decide what kind of a distribution channel you will use. What are the emerging trends? Automation and robotics increase efficiency, reduce errors and costs, improves safety. Internet of Things, real-time data collection, tracking of goods, predictive maintenance, enhanced consumer experience. Artificial intelligence, AI and machine learning. Data-driven decisions, demand forecasting, route optimization, personalization. Sustainable practices, eco-friendly operations, electric vehicles, optimized routes, cost savings, brand loyalty. Let's understand the trends. Automation and robotics, we all know automation makes it faster, reduces errors and costs, and improves safety. Internet of Things is where you can track goods and let your customer also understand and track the consignment or his order from the time it leaves the warehouse. Artificial intelligence and machine learning have helped companies to improve their demand forecasting and the route optimization, personalization of service also. Sustainable practices, eco-friendly operations, electric vehicles, optimized routes, cost savings, brand loyalty. Blockchain technology, secure, transparent transactions, tracking goods, verifying authenticity, traceability. Omnichannel distribution integrates sales channels for a seamless customer shopping experience, requires cohesive inventory and fulfillment strategy. Advanced analytics, sophisticated data analysis for actionable insights, optimizing inventory, improving decisions, understanding customer behavior. Collaborative logistics, partnering to share resources, transportation, warehousing for cost reduction and efficiency. Blockchain technology, we've all heard this word, blockchain technology. What does it do? It ensures that all transactions are transparent and secure, but it is mostly used for international transactions more than being used for domestic and for tracking goods or verifying authenticity, traceability, especially where you are talking of materials which are moving from one country to another and then to the third and the fourth. Omnichannel distribution integrates sales channels for a seamless customer shopping experience, requires cohesive inventory and fulfillment strategy. Let's understand what is omnichannel distribution. Let's say you are in the business where you started with a shop and now you have kept up with the times of technology improvements and also have a website. Now you also accept orders on website, you also accept orders on phone, and you also accept orders of people who walk into the shop. Those who walk into the shop, 99% of the time you meet their requirements from the stock that is available at the shop itself. With respect to those who give you orders on calls, you take down their address and deliver within the next half an hour, 1 hour, whatever, depending on their location and your stocking point. And the third is that of receiving orders on the website. Well, that person may be overseas or may be in a different state. In this situation, you accept the order and then arrange for a third party logistics or a courier service to go and deliver the material to your customer. So this is omnichannel distribution. Advanced analytics, sophisticated data analysis for actionable insights, optimizing inventory, improving decisions, understanding customer behavior. Advanced analytics helps in trying to optimize inventory. That means you have, let's say, three warehouses and inventory is not very good at all the three. You can use advanced analytics where you can try and analyze data of sales, particularly serving each warehouse, serving a particular area or a region, and then decide and optimize inventory holding at each of the locations. Collaborative logistics, partnering to share resources like transportation, warehousing for cost reduction and efficiency. You need not have a huge warehouse at every region, every location that you cater to. You may need just a small space to hold certain amounts or maybe hold just a consignment for a certain period of time. Transformative role of IT. IT streamlines operations, reduces costs, boosts productivity. Automated warehouse solutions, robotics, automated storage and retrieval systems, or very famously known ASRS, drones speed up processes and reduce order to delivery times. Example, automotive parts provider using ASRS for increased capacity. Smart inventory tracking, RFID and IoT sensors for real-time stock monitoring. Automatic reordering and condition monitoring for sensitive items. Just to give you an example of what is an RFID, which is already in use and experienced by all of us, is we all shop from certain malls or certain branded goods from malls, right? Now, when you have, let's say you picked up a pair of jeans, you find a tag which is attached to that jeans. And you, when you take it to the counter for billing, the person at the billing not only bills the product, but removes that tag, which is usually a pin and a bracket. Now, this is an RFID tag. So if this tag is not removed and you walk out of the shop, at the shop exit or the entrance, you find those big, tall, tower-like structures, thin tower-like structures through which you pass by. That will catch this RFID signal and start bleeping. This indicates that the RFID tag was not removed. Cloud-based supply chain management systems, scalable, secure, flexible platforms for real-time inventory updates, preventing stockouts and enabling collaboration. Optimized fleet management, real-time tracking and delivery management solutions for route optimization, workflow automation, and protective issue resolution, proactive issue resolution. Cloud-based supply chain management systems, this is, as I see, one of the big benefits of COVID-19. The positive part of the pandemic was that data was to be made accessible to everybody, irrespective of where they were in the country. This is where cloud-based services came into picture, and today you have supply chain management systems which are cloud-based, not only the software, but even the data. So data and the software is both accessible to your salesperson, either he is in Kanyakumari or in Kashmir, whereas you are operating out of Madhya Pradesh. Optimized fleet management, real-time tracking and delivery management solutions for route optimization with GPS on practically every truck. This is not an issue at all. Omnichannel e-commerce. Definition, a multifaceted sales approach providing a seamless customer experience across multiple integrated channels, online, mobile, physical store. We heard of this, we saw this example earlier as to how an omnichannel distribution works. Focus is on the entire customer experience, not individual channel experiences. 73% of customers use multiple channels. Channel types, single channel selling via one channel, that is physical store or web shop. Multi-channel selling via multi-channels, often separate channels. Omnichannel selling via multiple channels, connected and integrated channels for a seamless experience. Omnichannel e-commerce benefits of omnichannel e-commerce: better customer experience, unified and seamless service across touch points, meets customer expectations. 9 out of 10 customers want it. That means customers today want a flexibility as to how they would like to order a product from you. Increase in sales and traffic. Omnichannel customers spend more and spending increases with each additional channel used. Boosted customer loyalty. Omnichannel shoppers show higher brand loyalty and more repeat purchases. Better data collection. Tracking across channels provides insights for personalized content and offers. Increase in sales and traffic. How will multiple channels benefit? Let's say today you have an app, the company that you want to buy material has an app, but your mobile is not working. You can directly go to their website on your laptop and order the material. Or let's say if you are in a situation where there is no Wi-Fi or no access to the internet, walk into the shop and still pick up the product. Boosted customer loyalty. When you have got flexibility that you offer to your customers, there is definitely going to be better customer loyalty. Better data collection. Tracking across channels provides insights for personalized content and offers. When you realize that a customer prefers only a particular channel for placing orders with you, you can ensure that he gets much more information and in the right content in terms of what is his preferences or his personal choices. Higher sales and revenue reaches more customers, enhances conversion rates due to consistent experience. Improved inventory management. Better stock visibility across channels leads to accurate demand forecasting, minimizing overstock and stockouts. Streamlined operations, integration of sales and communication channels leads to efficient processes and reduced operational costs. Increased reach and market penetration expands audience, helps explore untapped markets, boosts brand visibility. Higher sales and revenue reaches more customers. We understood this because there are more channels, it reaches more customers, definitely. Improved inventory management. You have got a better, since the entire system at the back end is all working as a single system, irrespective of where the order was placed by the customer, you are able to manage your inventory. You need not have inventory under the different channels that you have placed for ordering. Streamlined operations, integration of sales and communication channels leads to efficient processes. As we just understood, at the back end of all the omni channels, there is a single system that is working and you are communicating through that system, even with your customers, your suppliers, as well as your operations. Increased reach and market penetration expands audience, helps explore untapped markets, boosts brand visibility. You can reach the product irrespective of technology and the availability of physical stores. As long as you decide that you want to move your product in remote places through the physical stores of other of retailers, you are still in the omnichannel business, but in a different scenario. What is the future of distribution? Physical distribution is vital for customer satisfaction and business success in the e-commerce era. Effective strategies, functions, and processes are fundamental. Embracing technological trends, automation, IoT, AI, blockchain, advanced analytics is crucial for competitiveness and efficiency. Omnichannel approaches enhance customer experience and drive growth. Staying ahead of trends and integrating them strategically will enhance efficiency, reduce costs, and provide superior customer experience. Let's understand what is the future of distribution. Effective strategies, functions, and processes are fundamental. Embracing technological trends, automation, IoT, etc. Try and imagine you have a customer who walks into your shop, asks for a product. You have no technology in use. you do not have a effective strategy in place, you are going to start searching for the product in your shop, then your warehouse, and then at the regional warehouse, wherever it is stored. Do you think the customer will wait? Absolutely not. Customer today has got too many options in terms of brands, in terms of availability, and in terms of other channels for picking up the product that he wants. Well, why go far? Doesn't it happen with all of us? You walk into a restaurant, and if it gives you an abnormal time for waiting, you walk out and go to the next one. Omnichannel approaches enhance customer experience and drive growth. You have got to make available the omnichannel process, omnichannels for your business to customers in time to come. What are the key takeaways? The main goal of a distribution process should be to make the end customers happy, and hence physical distribution is important. The different types of distribution strategies: direct, indirect, intensive, exclusive, selective, 3PL, multi-channel, or reverse distribution. Key functions of physical distribution: transportation, warehousing, inventory, management, order processing, material handling, warehouse management systems. The distribution process involves different steps. The steps functions are warehousing, inventory management, order processing, delivery, returns. Companies are increasingly turning to innovative technologies to streamline their distribution operations, reduce costs, and increase productivity. Omnichannel commerce is a multifaceted approach to sales that is focused on providing seamless customer experiences across multiple channels. The goal is to create a consistent experience at every touch point, whether the customer is shopping online, from a mobile device, on a laptop, or in a brick and mortar store. Thank you.